Yeah, there's the Sugar Cubes on KX93.5. You've tuned into the Skong Show. How you doing this evening? What a beautiful day we just had. And that sunset to follow was amazing. It was so crystal clear. You could see San Clemente Island and just like it was right there. Hey, I got a fun show for us tonight. Typical Skong style. And I got some special guests coming in actually from the Rattlesnakes tonight. They got some tours coming up, some show dates. So we're going to talk to them, play a couple of their songs and have some fun here in about 20 minutes. I'm going to keep you going with some of my favorites. Here's one by X called Nausea on KX93.5.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's a Clash on the Skong Show. This is KX93.5, and I have some guests here in the studio. We're going to start rapping about their upcoming shows, their albums, all that good stuff. I'm going to plug them in right here and say hello, Casey.
Hi, there?
Yeah, I can. Just I got
turn
you.
Knob right here to make sure that
there you go. Turn your knob.
Test, check one.
There you go. How you doing, Ted? You there?
Excellent, excellent.
All right. Ted, so we got Casey, Ted, and Scott, right?
Yes, that's right. Him.
All right. So
Scott's
let's.
My bodyguard. He's also the manager of the Casey Roy Productions, a facility that we.
There you go. Yeah. So
someday we'll run. We'll do that someday. Bro.
So tell us about your band and your shows coming up, man. Let's then we'll have a little rap and we'll play some of your music.
Well, we just got out of the van doing a Northern Cal show, a little like Paso Robles, Oakland. I think we're in San Francisco at the bottom of the hill where Fat Mike of No Effects plays. Not that that's important whatsoever, but he's a sassy guy. Going on tour for about like, I think we're going out for like 22 days, Armin.
Are you?
Baking soda.
Are you really?
They named the baking soda after you, Armin.
No, I wish.
I thought I'd go buy that in the supermarket. I look down there and I think that's you.
I wish it was me. I'd be really rich.
You would be. We'd have a lot cleaner life as well. Thank you. And always playing shows, D.I., Rattlesnake, which is the Adolescence Without Tony, which is a separation thing, kind of like the Misfits, or more like the Black Flag scenario.
Yeah.
Two bands are the same thing. But Rick wrote the first Adolescence Blue record, so.
Hey, hold on. Let me have you, I think that mic's picking up a little better. Can you go to Ted's mic for a sec and see?
He's got Ted's mic.
That's much
it
better.
It sounds better. Give Ted the dummy mic.
Hold on one sec.
Because he needs...
I need a mic.
No, actually, I guess I'm the star of the show. Ted's my best friend. We're from the future. I'm Bill. No,
you're Ted. Bill.
And he's, you know, this is Rufus. No, that's Scott. Scott's my bodyguard. He does a really good depiction of a bodyguard. Live at the shows, he's all... Totally takes control and it's fun because we can almost walk into the girls' bathroom with some good, you know, with a good approach. And
But we wouldn't
do that unless we go into the, you know, transgender bathroom.
Unless we were invited.
You know, there's a blue circle with the, you know, yellow triangle.
I've never seen that.
It's a transgender. I didn't know if I could go in. Do I qualify for it to use the transgender bathroom?
I don't think so.
Does that mean all of them or just a swap over, like, you know?
But you have to sit down.
So yeah, we're going on a tour. We're leaving the 26th with the Rattlesnake playing the Adolescence Blue record, which we wrote oh so long ago.
Yep.
And it's really kicking booty.
Is it
the Doll Hut?
It's a lot of fun. We're leaving out of the Doll Hut. Doll Hut Studios in Anaheim, California is our home base. We have a recording studio, we have like a practice studio, lockouts, we have different rehearsal studios, and we all like kind of launch. We just bought a short bus. And we've got a new dog named Diesel. And we're just cruising east to Florida, playing everywhere, just going through El Paso, Houston.
You're hitting the road.
We're going to be in, believe it or not, guys, believe it or not. Say, whoa, wait one second. Wait, go whoa after I tell you this is a bitching. Okay, New Orleans,
whoa.
New Year's Eve.
Whoa.
That's gonna be a good show.
Yeah, a lot of shootings though. I'm kind of scared of that, you know, because what do you do, you know? It makes it more dodgy in life, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all those Rambo movies, you know, Schwarzenegger taught the kids to run around with AK-47s, get in the chopper.
I think you'll be doing a lot of fun in New Orleans, man.
Yeah, let's see. We're going through. Let's see if my mind serves me correctly. I think we're going through. Anaheim, the 26th, we're going to be playing at the Dollhead. It's our leaving California tour with all of our friends. Everybody should cruise down on the 16th, bring like pot brownies, whatever herb you want to bring. You know, it's legal now. Okay, we're doing that. And then we're going to Phoenix, Arizona, El Paso, Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, New Orleans, St. Petersburg, Florida, Orlando, Florida. Tony Orlando and Don will be playing that show. Miami, Florida, we'll be playing with the co-star of Pet Detective, the small white poodle in the intro scene. Yeah, right, great dog. And then we're going to be cruising over to Melbourne, Florida, and then we're going to play Georgia, Columbus, Ohio, Nashville.
And where is all this information? Do you have a website
Louis,
or something?
No, it's my miraculous memory.
No, don't you have one?
See the way I close my eyes? See the way I close my eyes and I just kind of read?
Yeah, there's smoke coming out of your head.
I've learned how to just, you know, meditate. My third eye is looking back inside of my brain at the set list. Like, it's hard to explain when you're like an empath. But, you know, check it out. Then we're going to, wait, I forgot now. I got to refocus on my third eye. Oh, there it is. FUBAR, St. Louis, Missouri. That's right. And then Oklahoma City, Flagstaff, Arizona, coming back home to fly to New York City with DI on the 16th. And then back on January 18th to play the Dollhead again with Rattle Essence for the final show. So I'm a jet setter. I get on an airplane mid-tour, fly to New York for a one-day thing, fly back, you know?
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
So it's a lot of fun. Being a punk rock, like, alumni, I guess you would call us.
Yeah.
Our certain situation with our style of music.
Well, yeah.
It's awesome. We're right in the crest of, the joyous lifestyle. How's your life going? What's for breakfast? Well,
let's tell us about the history of... how you got to this point.
First time I went to the bathroom, I didn't know what I was doing. I was in diapers. And then I just went to the bathroom this morning.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so that's pretty much between that and that is like pretty much what I've been through.
Okay.
A lot of thoughts. From binkies to bottles, from just hot dogs to babes.
What's your new album?
DI guys are cruising, 20 years into it. Joey and Eddie Tatter, Clint Calton, and Trevor Luca, our new second guitar player for DI right now. We did a Rebellion Fest in the UK early last August. We did a 29-show tour through Western Europe for the first time in 20 years, and it was off the hook. They have been waiting all those years for us to come back. It was a very emotional thing, seeing people that were standing there 20 years ago with the same t-shirts on, but they had gray beards.
They're still waiting for Casey Royer.
Yeah, it blew my mind. I saw tour, like at festivals, and I saw tour shirts from like in the 90s and stuff. And it was really, really, really cool. So we're going back and doing another like tour in Europe. By popular demand, we were asked back to have schnitzel, crepe Suzette, and some Swedish meatballs.
That is great.
Ravioli in Rome. I mean, who wouldn't want that, But the scene was really good. I got my tooth knocked in Milan really good.
They go
crazy in Italy, man. They're nuts in Italy.
Stage dives,
just charging the stage.
Nice.
Just clearing off. Belgium is a good one, too, where they could just, like, charge the stage and knock all the microphones down and just the drums, everything. We set up again. It's like a break. It's like a violent reset and break,
My
Legos. I dropped my Legos. What are we going to do now? And you're all, start, put them like from the first to the second and start up, build it again.
Yeah.
And we built it again.
Do it again.
It was great. Yeah, we went with Clown House Productions that's out of Berlin. Benny, how's it going if you're out there? And we had a great one. It was really a great tour. We're going to be going back, same company. Cruising through Amsterdam was pretty fun. It's one of our fun things, being a surfer stoner from Southern California.
Yep.
You just walk around, smoking out.
Go to the coffee shops.
Coffee shops and stuff. You heard about the first coffee shop opened up in L.A., right?
No.
Yeah, they just did the first coffee shop in the United States of America.
Wow.
Is in Los Angeles. I don't know the name, but just follow the aroma.
Let's follow the aroma.
So other than that, D.I. just finished tracking 13 cover songs for a new album or CD coming out probably in the next couple months.
So how do you handle doing both of them?
Both the what, DI and the Rattle Essence?
Yes.
Well, Eddie's in the Dickies, and we all use the same kind of booking agencies to just juggle everything, and, all those managers and everybody just kind of keeps up through the new media blitz. It's easy to find out what everybody's doing, and, we book stuff 6 months in advance, and we just check in with each other to see who's doing what,
It must be exhausting.
It's pretty tiring because there's a lot of stuff to do, like at home, with all the stupid devices ringing and people asking questions. I got all these threads with like 10 people in it for DI, 10 for the adolescents, Rattle Essence.
You're late.
And so everybody's doing this, and it's all, God, you got to keep up on all that stuff.
That's why Ted's here. He controls all the social media.
Excuse me. I wish that was true. I just, really? No, but like just doing the Twitter and doing the...
there's a lot.
And doing the Facebook and all that stuff, because you just got to, it goes so fast. A couple hours go by, you just got like 100 posts and stuff. And, but I can post gigs and stuff that are happening. And, our main base is the Dollhead in Anaheim and stuff. We recorded an Eddie in the Subtitles. Eddie in the Subtitles, who was the Adolescents' first manager back in like 79 or 80 or something, probably 80. And Eddie Joseph in the Subtitles hasn't played in like forever. We had him out here to play with Eddie in the Subtitles about 2 months ago, maybe three months ago. And we played with the Rattle Essence, and Eddie was the Adolescents' first manager.
Yeah.
And it was a great show. It was a great show. In fact, at the Dollhead Studios, we just got done tracking a song called American Society, which the Rattle Essence play in our set list for a encore. And we did a version of that song recently and played it for Eddie, and he was going to do some background vocals. It's just a big family of love, And the Rattle Essence, Tony took off with his Adolescence, right?
Yeah.
Long ago, and I tried to get everybody back together, but nobody would, it just wouldn't happen. We'll just
so
say.
That's how this kind of got started. So because I wanted to do the whole thing without him.
Right. I think it'd be great to get back together like the Misfits did. You know, we could get some good shows with the original Adolescence, and a lot of kids around the world love the first Adolescence record. And Rick wrote most of it. And then Tony said, I don't know if I should say this, but that me and Rick quit. But he kind of gave us the boot, little hostile takeover for whatever reason. I don't care anymore. It was kind of screwed up, but, you know, but the Adolescents are all of original members that were before, that are real original, real different parts of the Adolescents existence, all from the neighborhood, you know, opposed to new guys that are who knows from where. I don't even, but so we're just doing that one. And the Adolescents are pretty cool because Rick's tone and Rick's like attack on his guitar. And he wrote the songs. So we do the blue record and the four-song EP, Welcome to Reality, and everybody's digging it, from the Descendants to Pennywise. They're coming to see us play, and they're all, what? Open with for the Smut Peddlers, your main support. And they just love me and Rick playing the songs the way we used to play them. Because I play drums for the Adolescents, and then still I'm in DI. But the Adolescents are cool. And singing for the Adolescents, we were trying to get somebody to do it, you know? We couldn't figure out how dumb it would be to get some dude to sing for the Adolescents. Rick's nephew, Frank Agnew Jr., rolls in, and he's just...
Perfect.
His dad and his uncle were both in the original Adolescents since he was born. So, and he's a really cool dude. He's going to Cal State Fullerton. He was going to be here at the interview, but he's with his girlfriend and her son at Knott's Berry Farm. What a guy. You know, like, so Cal, just wonderful dude. So Frankie Jr. sings, and he's really cool, and it just is working better than we ever thought it would work.
That's good.
In fact, on KXLU, Loyola Marymount College, we recorded a freak set list during an interview, and it came out better than the original blue record, they were saying. And it's just
awesome.
It's cool to have Rick get some love, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, so we're going to be going back to Europe with the Adolescents and DI, and just all kinds of fun-filled, jovial fun, and we all lived happily ever after.
Well, I got Amoeba here queued up, and that's such a great tune. How long ago did that come out? Because I remember I was a...
I wrote Amoeba. No, I was in high school, so I graduated in 77. So I wrote it in like 77, senior biology, I guess it was.
That was a great song. But, now it's coming out again by you guys. Yeah. You're doing it again.
Yeah, and on YouTube, there's a look on YouTube and go to Amoeba, a short film.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's got it's got the doll hut, and everybody's just, you know, all of our friends were there and jumping around, and Gabe Zavala did productions. He did a movie called Rude Boy, the movie.
Right.
And it was all shot in Anaheim, and Clint Calton, D.I.'s guitar player, did all the soundtrack for Rude Boy. So he did this Amoeba video, you know, drones and clones and automobiles. And everybody was there. It was great. It was Mayhem, Doll Hut Studios, Adam Street.
Do you want me to, would you like to listen to Amoeba right now?
Again.
And again?
We just played it like
last night.
Wasn't it last night? Was it last night, Ted? Night before last.
You're not sick of it? Okay.
No, never sick of it. It's just so timeless. Grand Theft Auto 5.
All right. Is it on that show?
Yeah.
Or that video game, I should say?
It is. I can't believe it. It has persevered the test of time.
Oh, and Tony Hawk, too.
And you know what? Me and Rick are doing a new one, Protozoa. It's on its way.
All right. Casey Royer, the Adolescents here in the studio on KX93.5. We're going to get their Amoeba track up. Here we go. Timeless, Amoeba on KX93.5. What do you think?
Well, I think it's kind of a great song. And the best thing about it is it's very like an intellectual song about science and going into the lab and seeing through your microscope something virtually invisible to the human eye.
That's why I love that video. It's pretty, it kind of went over that a little bit.
Crazy. We thought of stupid things and we still will and always will.
Yeah, it's a really good.
Very simple. Simple. It's not like talking about a dog or anything at all, really. It's like an invisible entity, you know, to the normal person, unless you're in the science world and have the proper equipment to really see this strange thing. So it was touching base with something distant. distant thought. And I got an F.
No, you didn't.
No.
D-.
No, I got through school. I was a, you know, surfer jock kind of. Girlfriend was on cheerleader, you know.
Coming down to El Moro.
Coming down to El Moro, surfing that left right there.
Yeah, elevators.
Kind of grew up right there at the, my parents had a place at El Moro, trailer park, and it was ever since I was born. And that left right there is pretty cool. I found an octopus there once, an octopus.
That's awesome.
It was small, and I found it in a giant block of sand that I was taking home to the biology class where I wrote Amoeba. That's weird, we all full circled. So can I say full circled anymore?
Yeah.
No, God, okay. Whoa.
Here we go.
But hold on, big guy. So So here's what I did. So I was at biology class and I surfed at El Moro that left all the time. So I went there and just got a bunch of water, you know, like just for the aquariums, right? And then broke off some of that big sandbar, you know, that builds up on on rocks, you know, down by the rocks. We all grew up in Laguna, so we all know. And so there was an octopi embedded in the sandbar.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, it jumped right out when we got it out of there. It was hiding. It was hiding. I would have hid if I would have hear some huge monster, being me, hitting the sandbar with the, you know, shovel. Yeah. Shovel. Yeah. It's heavy. Loud shovel to an octopus. Sounds like an earthquake.
Yeah.
So the octopus went in there. I took it up to, like, high school, put it out there. The octopus came out, and the amoeba was born.
That's it. That's how it all full circle.
Yeah, full circle. It's pretty weird. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So we got a couple more of your songs here. We got, what else do we have? No Way.
No Way.
And we have Kids of the Black Hole is the last one I got up here. So
that's a good one.
That's
a long one.
Yes, yeah, so we'll hit that one on the way out.
The hits, Armin. All the hits, man. Well, I love your station. You know what? You're very punctual, very good at what you do.
I couldn't get them. I was trying to get them off the internet, and if I would have had a CD, I might have got them a little clearer quality, but this will do for the interview.
Okay, you're semi-good at what you do.
Yeah, if you really want to hear it, you got to go see them at the Doll Hut, the 26th, right?
Please come. Bring us, like, some brownies, some Top Ramen, stuff to send us off to Florida. We might not ever come back. Alligators, pythons.
Or go to their website.
Crazy Punk Girls.
Find out the rest of their... where their gigs are and go to those.
Exactly. See the Rattlesnakes on Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff.
You're even on Twitter? Oh,
my God. It's everywhere, everywhere. Yeah, DEI's got a Twitter thing, and it's kind of crazy. You know, I just don't get it. But the new school of kids picked the punk rock team, you know?
Yeah.
Because after punk, there was no real music. That's the last wave of rock and roll, in my opinion. You know, maybe techno came after that, a little grunge. Then, you know, it all turned into Christina Aguilera and Jennifer Lopez stuff. You know what I mean?
With no bands.
With no bands and Justin Bieber.
Just
whatever.
Dancers.
So, yeah, the guy, a friend of mine, sings for Anti Nowhere League from England. He said in an interview by PNX News, it's a PNX News is a TV show that I have with some friends on YouTube. We have a, please subscribe to PNX News.
Okay.
But Animal said that the only place to go see a rock and roll act anywhere anymore is it a punk rock show, because you're broke down to basics, you know.
Yeah.
Just no effects.
Oh yeah,
you know, just like bass, drums,
raw
singer
music.
Yeah, you're out there just naked, so to speak, naked for the world to judge.
That's great.
To judge, and we're a judgmental world, you know.
No lip syncing.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Lip syncing.
Why do you look like that? Well, don't say that. That wasn't nice. That's not nice. Don't you like women? Don't you like women?
No Way.
No way. Oh wait, yeah, No Way is great. No, Tony's a singer. Too bad he doesn't come back and join the Rads. It would have been, it's cool. But there's some, like, weird,
Frankie's,
you know,
great
disturbance between a couple members. I'm not really sure what it was. And then we lost Steve Soto, passed away. God bless Steve Soto. He was the first one of our friends in the adolescence that passed. We kind of tripped out because nobody's really died in our crew yet. You know, a few, but not really.
Right.
So Steve Soto, this one goes out to you. It's No Way. We can't believe it. No Way you died.
No Way by the Rattlesnakes on KX93.5.
Soto.
Yeah, so
Steve Soto.
Yeah. Hey, back on the radio here with these guys from Redolescence, DI, or whatever you want to say. Okay, we're on.
I like it. It's a lot of fun.
So they're coming up with some shows again, and I just want to make sure you guys know, if you're interested in seeing that, you get out there on the 26th, the Doll Hut, and was it Anaheim?
Anaheim on Adams Street off Lincoln in the 5 Freeway, and the Doll Hut has a Facebook site. It's called the World Famous Doll Hut. And, you know, I do like bartending down there sometimes. We'll, you know, record there. And then the Facebook is just the just DI for all of our shows is on Facebook. And we have a Twitter, too. Same thing with the Rattlesnakes. And then PNX News is on YouTube. I portray a newscaster dressed like Carl Malden.
I'll have to check that out.
Carl Boyer. You know what? And then Google thinks Carl Boyer is a real guy. It's all newscaster for PNX News, Carl Boyer, and it's me.
That's funny.
It's hilarious, man. Carl Boyer was also featured in the Rebellion Festival in the UK program. They love it. Check out PNX News. You'll like it. We've got hundreds. We interview like the Dickies and like, you know, Black Flag, and we'll interview Keith Morris and Jello Biafra and the Misfits and all the people that are my age that are all in those bands.
What does PNX stand for?
Just punks. Okay. You know, punks. We have a punk rock news, PNX News Japan, Tokyo with Kenny DeSilva.
That's awesome.
Who was in a Decline of Western Civilization.
Yeah.
The same thing that put out a movie, time. Suburbia, Richard hung himself, and he didn't come back.
That is all time, yeah. Well, that is beautiful. So, all right, we're going to wrap this up here with Casey Royer and the Rattlesnakes.
Dude, you're the best.
We're going to make sure you get to those gigs. We're going to podcast this show, too, if you want to save it and show your friends. Nice. It's all good. With Ted here, Ted Hazinski and Scott, hanging out with us in the studio. We're having a really good time right here on the Skong Show. And
Back in
Laguna Beach, where we all kind of started, yeah.
Unreal. Gosh, thanks, dude, for having us down here. It's just really cool.
Hey, so why don't you tell us what this song is, this next one?
This one's called Kids of the Black Hole. Actually, the Black Hole was Mike Ness's apartment, right next to his mom and his brother and sister's apartment. They both, because Mike was getting in high school, so he got his own apartment when punk was starting. And we just all would congregate at this apartment because the Pistols and the Ramones records just came out and punk started. So we'd all go to Mike's and drink and just simulate like dysfunctional Europeans or East Coasters too. So yeah, the Black Hole was where it was Mike's apartment with a friend of mine, where the Adolescents all hung out and the DI dudes. And
where was that?
It was in Fullerton. It was in Fullerton right across from Ladera Vista Junior High School. It's still there.
Wow.
Unit 2, we went down there and looked at it. It's pretty cool.
So that's what this is about.
That's what this song's about. We all went there and just, you know, put on punk records and just drank beers and just ran around, wrote songs.
All right.
You know, and that kind of thing.
Well, let's listen to it. Kids of the Black Hole.
Yeah, we are.
Right here in Kicks 93.5.
Thought we couldn't be.
Oh,
Yeah, that was fun. That's the Ramones. Merry Christmas. Had a great little interview there with the boys. Here's a pretender doing the adulteress. I'm going to get out of here shortly. Thanks for tuning into the Skong Show on KX93.5.
Down off the-